Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic drum and bass moves that can make a whole room react. A rewind moment bounce. Think old school jungle energy, early rollers, darker DNB vibes. That feeling like the track gets grabbed by the collar, pulled backwards for a second, then slammed straight back into the drop. This is not just a flashy effect. In DNB, it's a proper arrangement tool. It gives you tension, it gives you contrast, and it gives the listener a clear sense that something important just happened. Done right, it makes the return hit harder without destroying the groove. We're going to do this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only. We'll build the low end, shape a bass phrase, chop the drums, create reverse textures, automate filters and sends, and make the whole section feel like a mini rewind story inside the track. First, zoom out and think like a selector, not just a producer. A convincing rewind moment needs a reason to exist musically. It should feel like the phrase is being interrupted on purpose, not like you just dropped in a random effect. So before you touch any processing, make sure your bassline and break already have a clear identity. If the listener can recognize what's being pulled back, the effect lands way harder. Start with a short loop, ideally 4 to 8 bars, at around 170 to 174 BPM. If your track already has a drop, place this rewind moment at the end of a bigger phrase, like the end of 16 or 32 bars. Keep it short and readable. In drum and bass, if the reset goes on too long, the energy can die. You want tension, not confusion. Now build the low end in two layers. One track for sub, one track for mid-bass. For the sub, use operator or wave-eatable with a sine wave. Keep it mono, keep it clean, and let it sit around that deep DNB sweet spot, roughly 45 to 55 Hz. If you want a touch more character, add a tiny bit of saturator, but don't overcook it. The sub has to stay solid. For the mid-bass, use wave-eatable, operator, or analog. Detune a couple of saws lightly, add a little motion, then high-pass it so the sub owns the bottom. A cutoff around 80 to 120 Hz is a good starting point, depending on the sound. Then add auto-filter for movement. The key here is separation. The sub gives you the body, the mid-bass gives you the attitude. Why split them? Because the rewind moment lives and dies by clarity. If the low end gets muddy, the listener hears mess instead of tension. A clean sub with a controlled mid-bass gives you something strong enough to pull back without losing authority. Next, write a bass phrase that can actually be remembered. Keep it short, maybe one or two bars. Think call and response, not constant motion. A hit on beat one, then an answer on the offbeat, or a syncopated three-note figure with a little space between phrases. The more recognizable the phrase, the better the rewind will feel. Then create a pre-rewind version of that phrase. Remove the last note, leave a gap, maybe extend one note with filter automation, and make it feel interrupted mid-thought. This is an important teacher tip. The phrase itself is part of the effect. If the musical idea is strong, the rewind moment becomes meaningful instead of just decorative. Now for the actual rewind illusion. There are a few good stock device ways to do this in Ableton. One simple move is to reverse a bass stab, crash, or drum hit. Consolidate the audio clip, reverse it, and place it right before the reset. Fade it in gently so it sounds like it's being sucked backward rather than just pasted in. That tiny fade makes a huge difference. Another option is to resample your bass phrase. Route the bass track to an audio track, record a bar or two, then reverse that recording. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff so the reverse movement feels more intentional. You can shape the tail with fades and clip gain too. This works especially well when you want the reversal to sound like it belongs to your own track, not like a generic effect. You can also use a reverb throw. Put reverb on a return track, send a snare or stab into it, then automate the send up for the rewind bar and cut it back immediately after. A decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds can work, but keep it controlled. The point is not to wash everything out. The point is to create a little vacuum of space right before the drop comes back in. For darker or more haunted vibes, you can try grain delay very lightly, or print a filtered ambience fragment and use that as a reverse texture. But keep it subtle. If every element is smeared, the section loses its punch. Now let's shape the drums. This is where the jungle character really comes alive. Use a breakbeat. Chop it in simpler, slice it to a MIDI track, or edit directly in arrangement view. You want the main break to keep moving, but at the end of the phrase, add a snare flam, a quick hat fill, or a stripped beat just before the rewind. A strong layout might be steady break, then a final accent, then one beat of reduced drums, then a reverse crash or reversed break hit, then the clean downbeat back into the drop. That's the classic emotional curve. On the drum bus is your friend. A little drive, a little punch, maybe around 10 to 30% punch depending on the break. Don't rely too heavily on the boom if your sub is already doing the heavy lifting. Use EQ8 to clear out anything below around 30 to 50 Hz from the break layers, so the kick and sub aren't fighting. Add saturator if you want a bit more grit and old school edge. And here's a big one, let the break breathe like a human played it. A tiny rush on one chop and a slight laid back feel on another can make the rewind feel alive. Too perfect, and it becomes stiff. Old school jungle energy lives in that little bit of instability. Now automate like a DJ move, not like a random FX spam session. Think in terms of tension arcs. Filter the bass slightly before the rewind. Maybe close the cutoff a little in the final bar. Pull the bass level down by a dB or two for a moment. Narrow the stereo image before the reset. Then let it open back up on the drop. Use send automation for one key reverb or delay throw only. One well-placed throw can do more than 5 stacked effects. A useful trick is to take away rhythmic density, not just volume. Strip out a kick hit, remove a percussion layer, or leave a tiny gap where the groove almost stops. That negative space makes the rewind feel much bigger than a non-stop pile of sound. Then add the reset hit. This is the sound that tells everybody, we're back. It could be a snare and crash combo, a rim shot with a break slice, or a short, bass stab with a clean transient. Shape it so the attack is clear and the low end doesn't clutter the sub. Place it exactly on the downbeat after the rewind phrase. In this style, that reset hit is often more powerful than a long riser ever would be. Now glue the section together. Keep your drum and bass buses separate so you can control them cleanly. On the drum bus, a glue compressor with light gain reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB, can help hold things together. On the bass bus, keep the sub mono with utility, tame any harsh upper mids with EQ8, and use gentle saturation or soft clipping if needed. The big rule here is headroom. Don't make the rewind feel strong just by making it louder. Make it strong by making it more focused, more stripped back, and more intentional. If the section feels weak, don't immediately turn everything up. First check whether you've left one anchor point in the groove. Maybe the listener needs one snare accent, one hat pattern, or one sub pulse to stay locked in. Without that anchor, the rewind can feel like the track fell apart instead of being pulled back. For darker DNB, a few extra tricks can really help. Resample the bass after it's been processed, then reverse that printed version. That gives you a grittier, more unified pullback. Try a little pitch dip on the final bass hit, maybe one or two semitones down for just a moment. A small filtered noise burst can mimic tape drag or air moving through the transition. And if you want extra old-school texture, a light touch of redux on the break edit can add just enough grit without destroying the groove. You can also try a double rewind idea, one subtle pullback, then a more obvious one right after. Or have the bass rewind one bar, then let the drums answer on the next bar. That call and response approach can feel really musical and is great for a second drop. For arrangement, use the rewind as a phrase marker. Put it at the end of 8-bar or 16-bar blocks so the listener learns the architecture of the tune. You can even let it preview the next section with one tiny sound from the coming drop. That's a subtle but powerful way to make the transition feel like part of a larger story. Common mistakes to avoid here: making the rewind too long, overusing reverb and delay, letting the sub smear across the reset, or editing the break so much that it no longer feels like jungle. Also, don't widen the bass too much. Keep the sub centered and the low mids disciplined. Wit belongs more in the FX and upper layers. Here's a quick practice approach. Build a 4-bar loop with a 2-bar break and a 1-bar bass phrase. In the 4th bar, mute the kick for one beat, add a reverse crash or reversed bass stab, automate the filter to close slightly before the rewind, and then reopen it on the drop. Add one reverb throw to a snare or stab. Resample the bass phrase, reverse it, and tuck it in just before the reset. Then listen in context and ask yourself, does it still feel like drum and bass? Is the sub clean? Does the rewind clearly point back into the drop? If the answer is yes, you've got it. If it feels too soft, simplify. If it feels too busy, remove one layer. The best rewind moments are usually not the most complicated ones. They're the ones with the strongest phrase, the cleanest low end, and the most believable sense of being pulled back by the music itself. So remember the core idea: strong bass phrase, clear sub foundation, readable breakbeat, smart reverse audio, and a reset hit that lands with authority. That's how you make a rewind moment in Ableton Live 12 that feels authentic, heavy, and properly old school. Now let's get into it and build that bounce.